Right, guys, the street patterns, the three street, there are actually four street patterns. The gridiron is the oldest. It was very easy to lay out if it was in a gridiron pattern. I mean, any person can do that planning. And that is usually on a topographical map. If you look at the street patterns, that is where you will find the oldest part of the town. That is where the town started to develop from. And that is called the CBD. That's where you find most of the businesses. Even if you go to the CBD in Pretoria, it's gridiron. Now, the advantages of gridiron, it's easy to expand. All they just extend the roads. So it's very easy. It's easy to find your way. You drive cross, pass three roads, turn left, first street, right, and you're at your destination. It's easy to direct. Easy to subdivide stands. So to build buildings, it's easy. You just divide the land into squares and you've subdivided the land. On the other hand, the negative side, if they build or plan gridiron street patterns where you have steep slopes, then you can have long roads going up a steep slope. A good advantage of that, or example of that, is San Francisco, with the long streets going straight up the hill. You have more stop streets because of the many intersections, and that can contribute to traffic congestion. And it's a boring layout. It's not interesting. The planned irregular, that is the most recent street patterns, and that's usually where you find the new suburbs. And you will usually find it against slopes, against hills, because the roads can follow the contour lines. And because it's against steep slopes, that's usually where you find your high-income residential area or your high-income suburbs, like in Pretoria, Waterkloof Ridge is where you have the hills. Right, it has no fixed pattern. Right, the advantages, it contributes to the easy flow of traffic because there are fewer intersections. It's more scenic. It saves petrol because you can take shortcuts. The disadvantages, you can get lost very easily. It's not easy to find your way. It's difficult to expand. You have many cul-de-sacs. In other words, there are hidden driveways, so it can be dangerous. And it's difficult to develop infrastructure to subdivide land, for example. Right, the cobweb is where the streets were planned around a church, a square, a lake, a park. Central Park in USA will be example. No, it's not really a good example, but where the streets are planned around the park. Paris in France. That's the whole of Paris is planned, cobweb planned. Right. What's the plan? Just back to planned irregular. You also get unplanned irregular, where streets just started to develop randomly. For example, in informal settlements. And when it is unplanned informal settlements. Remember the difference between planned, informal settlements and squatter camps. Informal settlements are planned. It was land set aside by the municipality for people to erect their shacks. Squatter camps is the same. However, it's people erect their shacks illegally on private land. And there's no infrastructure planned in those areas.